Good morning with us, our political observer. It is a Tuesday morning, Alan. An Egypt Air flight is hijacked and forced to land in Cyprus. According to the Times, most of the passengers were released after an Egypt flight from Alexandria to Cairo was hijacked and forced to land in Cyprus, according to officials, but still some crew and others on board.
Well, David, we went through a spate of this years ago, and we remember it very well, and all kinds of things were done. They put in doors that were shatterproof, and there were air marshals on flights, and there were special rigorous screenings when you came into an airport. I do know on a number of occasions, journalists have tried to beat the system and shown that it can be beat, and that is something that obviously we have to keep paying attention to. On the morning roundtable on the panel, I often fight with Rosemary Armeo, as well as fighting at home with my wife, who thinks that taking off shoes and things is ridiculous. I say anything you can do in order to protect yourself is a good thing and is for everybody's benefit. And yet it continues. I know that this flight emanated in Saudi Arabia, went to Egypt and was supposed to go to an internal Egyptian airport, but it didn't work out that way, and now they're in Cyprus. We'll find out more about this as the hours unfold, I'm sure.
Of course, these sorts of incidents create fear, and we saw that at the state capitol yesterday in Washington, D.C., where it was shut down for a time after an alleged Capitol gunman now charged in a shooting incident. It prompted a scramble by law enforcement amid heightened security after those terrorist attacks in Brussels and Paris and now hijacking.
Well, we don't really, as we speak here early in the morning, we don't really know what happened in the Washington thing, and they've been very slow with who the perpetrator in this case is. I mean, you have two things that happen in these cases. One are that you get an occasional whack job, you know, a nut who does something just to gain attention or for some external reason that has nothing to do with international terrorism. And then, of course, you get the international terrorists. So these are going to be very important facts that the public really has a right to know and that we should know.
Speaking of a right to know, the Times editorializing on Donald Trump's dangerous babble on foreign policy. It says here, Alan, Mr. Trump has said unpredictability is central to his thinking. He seems to have no inkling that operating in a dangerous world requires some ability to communicate intelligently and forthrightly with both allies and enemies.
Well, David, of course, the New York Times doesn't have much use for Donald Trump. And so far, Trump hasn't shown anybody that he's a deep thinker when it comes to issues of international importance. On the other hand, neither is Putin. And, you know, he seems to be doing extremely well with his perspective leading Russia. So while I have no use for Trump, it is predictable that the Times will do what they're doing. Now, I understand it full well. There are people in history who we look back on and we say if somebody had only stopped them early, the world would have been spared some massive problems. You know, there will be those people who are Trumpites who are basically going to say, why is the Times picking on my guy? So we've seen it before, but the Times is right to express its opinion.
Finally, Alan, speaking at a journalism prize ceremony in honor of Robin Toner, a longtime political reporter for The New York Times, who died in 2008, President Obama said the 2016 campaign has become entirely untethered to reason and facts and analysis, a core spectacle that he said was tarnishing the American brand around the world. And he's talking about journalism, what we do.
Well, yeah, it's all about money. We do know that when CNN and NBC and CBS and ABC duke it out, they want Trump with them. Because every time he comes on, their numbers go up. And when more numbers are going up, you can sell advertising for a lot of money. And so you do that. The other thing is here, David, they know that people want to see Trump. Some of them think he's a nut. Some of them think he's a savior. But no matter what, he remains interesting to the American viewing public and reading public, and they can't get enough of him. Now, if you're running a newspaper, you want to put him on page 14, fine. If you want to bore people by giving him less space, and I get a lot of letters from people saying, you people are talking about Trump too much. Don't talk about him. Well, go back in history and find out who people thought was a nut and who people were dismissive of and said he was a clown. I think there are times that you really have to pay very close attention to people like this because the public deserves it. They deserve to know what a guy is saying.